Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. I'd like to start every show. Please give me a call if you would. It's 630-338-1160. Or visit me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. I've made this as simple as I possibly can. Everything has 1160 in it. So today, we have a returning guest, Joe. He's been here all week with us. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay, so Joe is a big realtor in the city. And
big. I'm 6'9".
Yeah, he is. I didn't mean it. Yeah, good point. He does very well, and he is 6'9". So when I come up to basically his armpits. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to turn the tables a little bit.
Okay.
You deal with the consumer. What is your, or I guess, you come back to me, and what is the reluctancy or the questions or the concerns or anything that the buyer has when it comes to the mortgage piece or the financing piece of the puzzle? What issues, questions, concerns, just throw some questions out at me, or some ideas out at me, or, you know, you had a client that was this, how would I guide that person? Kind of give me some financing questions or concerns or issues that you see the consumer or the purchaser, somebody looking to buy a house, what do they have?
Yeah. So I would say behind it all is most people that I work with have figured out a successful management of their finances and their credit. They have this lifestyle that they like, and they're happy with it. And these people, they work hard. They're at work. They pay their bills. They don't overspend. You know, this is people who have around the American dream track, and they are afraid that changing anything is going to send them off into the oblivion. And I often tell them, well, you know, guess what? Sometimes you don't understand that this change is just an opportunity. And I think that's what's really key is to have them take the time to meet with you to say, hey, this is our lifestyle. This is what we've done. We've worked really hard to get here. Can you improve this? Instead of waiting for a problem, we have to move. You know, we missed out on a deal. It's the ability to say, hey, things are going pretty well. However, we're not quite ready to make any big changes. I'm often like, well, tell you what, let's just look at your opportunities. And I think let's start with your finances and let's see what Dan can provide that will keep you in the same sort of lifestyle and give you the opportunity to actually own a home, which is going to, and I can't say this enough, it's going to be a new season in your life and it's going to improve your life. Owning a home, it just steps you into a new space that you probably don't understand until you own one. And you can talk to most homeowners and they'll tell you that, like, wow, that's when everything changed. That's when we did this. That's when we did that. It's just a great thing you can do here in America. And it's affordable here in Chicago. I get people all the time from other cities where it's just outrageous. So as much as we might like to complain, our economy is pretty affordable here. And I think it's because of people like Dan Abel. There's so many different mortgage opportunities out there and different things. So what I would ask you is, what are some programs that you might see that really work well with, say, 7 years out of college, maybe 30 years old, maybe we just got married, maybe I don't think I'm going to be getting married. I think I'm going to be on my own for a while. I want to buy this by myself. What kind of programs do people often come to you looking for?
Great question. The first thing is, I'm going to cover this in two approaches. Yeah. One is the payments.
Oh, yeah.
So right. I see, and you probably see it as well, the average rent that I see in the Chicagoland area is probably $1,200 to $1,800.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you realize that could probably get you into a, depending on the real estate taxes, almost a $200,000 home? No. That's a pretty nice home.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one. So you could get your own home for probably the same amount, maybe even less than you're paying now. That's number one. So, okay. So now we, the reluctancy of, well, I can't afford this big mortgage payment. Let's say you don't. The next thing is, I really don't have that much money to put down. I got a good job. I make good money. You know, I have student loan debt, our car debt, and I still, you know, I like going out. Yeah. You don't need 20% down. There is phenomenal programs right now with 3% down.
That's great.
So you probably put down your first month's and last month's rent when you rented a place. That's probably, if you say $1,500, you put $3,000 down. So let's say you get that back when you stop renting. You buy a $200,000 home, you need 3%, $6,000. You're almost there. And you might be able to, you can get into your 401k, you can get into a lot of other programs to get that money down. The money can also be gifted to you. So mom and dad might say, you know, you got the $3,000 or $4,000, I'll give you $2,000 to help you get into a, if my kids came to that, I'd say, dude, here's $5,000, just get out.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. So on it, your payment probably isn't going to change all that much.
Right.
There are grant programs, and every realtor out there, I'm sure you know it as well, you hear of IDA.
Exactly.
Every realtor in the world hears of IDA is only in Illinois. I know that. But everybody knows of that. I have programs. I have grant programs. The unfortunate thing about programs is I always try to steer you out of those. If you have any way of coming up with money on your own, the grant programs are not the way to go. Okay.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
That's the second point that I have there. So you're down, your payments are going to be in line, hopefully, with what you're paying right now. Mm-hmm. Your down payment isn't going to be as much as you think it is. Mm-hmm. So we just took those two things out of the equation.
Nice.
So, and there are a lot of programs for, and one of the sponsors of the show is a system called Credit Scores, plural, creditscoresandmore.com. You can go there if you don't know your credit scores. Step one will give you your free credit score. So a lot of times when I do have a client, I advise them to go to creditscoresandmore.com, do create an account, step one, send me a screenshot of what your scores are. Now that system will give you your credit scores. It'll monitor your credit. It'll do a lot of things for you. It's free. It's basically free. So I plugged the credit scores and more, but it serves a great purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the next things is, and you might ask, is many people don't know. A lot of people do know their credit scores, they think. But they really don't. But, okay, hopefully I addressed your answer or your question in regards to payments. And you know, you don't want to deplete. I always say that. Cash is king. You know, let's say you have $20,000 to put down. I'm still going to probably go back to you and say, you know what? Let's go. You qualify for the minimum, the 3% down program or the 3.5% down program. Why don't we go that route? It's only the difference in your payment's only $12 a month. Keep
amazing.
The $10,000 in your bank account. For that curveball God's going to throw you at some point
Absolutely.
In your life. So
Absolutely.
Hopefully that answered your question.
How do you feel about wrapping costs in? Maybe the seller would cover some costs.
Good. Okay. Let me dwell on costs. You just opened a can of worms on that.
Look
one.
At them all over the place.
Okay.
Squirming around.
So this drives me crazy. I'll get somebody who will call me and say, Dan, I did this or I did that or what. Here's what I'm getting at. If you go to the Wells Fargo, the bank, the guaranteed rates, the Quickens, the Rocket Mortgages, all those, God bless. Again, not bashing those companies. Please give me a call. And here's why. Costs. You're saying wrapping in costs. Okay, when it comes to costs, there's two segments of this equation. There's the cost for the loan portion of the deal. And then there's another bucket, and that's the cost, the legal cost, the filing of the deeds and all the, like you buy a car, you get the title to the car, they send in the title to the, you know, the lien holder and all this other stuff. So there's pieces of this puzzle. There's two pieces, the loan and the legal side. Mm-hmm. The loan costs should be zero. Let me correct that. That side of the equation for me, the only cost you're going to obtain is the appraisal.
That's as stripped down as I get.
Okay. So many of the other companies, you're going to average probably $2,500 to $3,500 in junk fees. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, that's how we call them. Behind the scenes. Yep.
So that eliminates basically all the costs for the loan is gone. Mm-hmm. That's going to save you probably $3,000. Mm-hmm. Now there's the other bucket. The other side of the equation is the legal fees. You're not going to avoid those. Mm-hmm. But what I always propose to everybody is let's ask the seller to pay those. Right. And how? We're going on page, I think it's 10 or 11 of the contract, there's a credit. In most cases, when I'm dealing with a client, and I'll get a hold of Joe and say, okay, you know, I would prefer that we try to ask the seller for a $3,000 or $4,000 credit to cover those legal fees. So basically, you this transaction for you, fee-wise, cost you $450 for an appraisal.
That's definitely.
So again, I can't reiterate that more. If you're paying somebody, there's a commercial on AM 1160 right now, free. Why are you paying somebody to get money to buy a house? You're paying somebody $3,000 to give you money to buy a house. Why?
What's that about?
So that's the part of the cost structure that I have. So great question. I'm sorry I elaborated that much on there. But hey, we're coming up to a break. So Joe, great questions. Please, if you have any questions for us, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. Visit me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. And you can also reach me by email. And that's probably one of the best ways to get me. It's dan.frio, @gmail.com. Joe, how do they get in touch with you? What's
yeah, so I'm with way? I'm at the big headquarters downtown, the Berkshire office. So I go under BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. So it's BERKSHIRE, BrokerTeam.com. And you can call me at 312-404-8850.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hey, we will be back in two more minutes with some more questions from Joe. God bless. Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Welcome back, I want to say. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you have any questions for us, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. Like I say, probably the best way to find out about me, and please do, is just Google me. Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. Just Google me. You'll find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube. I got, I think, 250 YouTube videos with over 200,000 views. So something there is going right. You'll find everything you need about me. But we're speaking today with Joe Schiller, and he's a realtor friend of mine. He's a big realtor. He does a lot of business, and he's 6'9". So, Joe, it's basically a question and answer session that we're having right now. And you're asking questions or concerns or issues that buyers have, and especially in regards to financing. So I'll throw the table back at you.
So another one that I get all the time is this whole thing. People call me. I was on the online thing, and I have a pre-qualification, or I have a pre-approval. And I don't think people really understand how valuable and how much, first of all, the ones online aren't really necessarily very thorough. And I often have to have the people go back and get clear about what it means to be pre-qualified as opposed to being pre-approved.
That's probably one of my biggest issues, I guess, to say.
Yeah,
where, you know, I say this all the time, so I hope you don't get, you know, bored with this phrase. I don't want to take you down a road and hit a brick wall.
Absolutely.
Many times this is what happens is, okay, let me throw a scenario out in where things go awry when people do the online pre-qualifications. Now, there is legal terms is pre-qualification and pre-approval is hugely different.
Huge.
But in this business, you many times it's just merged together.
Right.
We do the best we can to get you pre-whatever before you go look at a house, because I don't want you to spend my time, your time, the realtor's time, everybody's time if you don't qualify. So here's the biggest, probably the biggest issue that I see on most online pre-approvals. Income.
Right.
What income do you put when you go online and put in your income? What are you using? Do you know a couple things? Do you know if you have a part-time job that you haven't been there for 2 years, you can't use it? Hmm. Do you know if you haven't been there for 2 years, you can't use commission? You can't use any sales incentives. You can't use year-end bonuses. You can't use any of that unless you've been on the job for 2 years or more. You can't do that even if a full-time job.
Right.
if you've been there for 1 year and you get overtime bonuses, year-end bonuses, commissions, you can't use any of that.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that. A lot of times, too, is I will see that, well, I only get Social Security. Well, Social Security can be, we call it grossed up. And what it means is when you're applying for a loan, how you're qualified is your gross income. What your gross income is your income before taxes and everything gets taken out. Okay, so we're using your gross income. However, your Social Security or state pension or teacher's pension, railroad pensions, all those are not taxed. So we can multiply your Social Security income by 115% because, again, we're taking it from net. This is what you're actually receiving in your bank account. How are we manipulating that into your gross income? I might completely confuse you, and that wasn't the intent for this. But there's some income there that we can use that we can maybe increase a little bit. Also, I just closed a loan last week, and the people get dividend and interest income.
Right.
Sometimes you can use that. And it was very much required. I was doing a VA loan, and they averaged $300 to $400 a month in interest. I was able to use that, and it got them qualified. So the interest or the income piece of this puzzle is huge.
Right.
And most people, when they're putting their income in, they're just rounding it. I make $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month. You know, that data is then creating a pre-qualification that might not hold up, you know, hold up anything.
Right.
So I do have an online system. I know the convenience of it because, you know, you and your spouse, you both work. By the time you get home, you have kids. You pick them up from daycare. You get home, you make dinner, you clean up, you do this, you do that. You put the kids to bed. It's 9, 10 o'clock. You don't have time. The bank isn't open. You don't have any, you know, much time otherwise. Call or text me. That's what I do different than a lot of the other places. I'll be at your beck and call basically to answer these questions after hours and to take, you know, take that. I apologize. I elaborated on that really,
good stuff.
Really
good
in
stuff.
Detail.
Deep.
So
and,
next
question. Yeah. I like to use your services also for sellers because I think people come into these houses and maybe they aren't with these buyers aren't with agents who, you know, maybe are looking out for their best interests. And if I know you do. If you want to buy this house, these are the different options you might have. And I think sellers working, you know, with a broker like you is a huge advantage because you actually see like all the different ways people could actually finance their home.
A lot of times I can help, you know, if you like in your case, I mean, there's I don't want to elaborate on this. I can help probably put more people into homes than they can do on their own.
Right.
And I'll elaborate on that. There's programs out there. FHA, I'm going to throw this at you. FHA, what's the minimum score for an FHA loan?
Oh, I'm going to say 600.
Maybe. If you call, and I don't know for a fact, the last time I checked, Wells Fargo required a 600 credit score for an FHA loan. I can get a person into a home with a 500 credit score with 10% down. Now, caveat off of that, you have to pay your bills. There might be a reason why you have a 520 credit score. And if it's because you have five pages of collections, I can't help you.
Exactly.
But if it's because you have three credit cards and each one has a $100 line and you're at $100 and, you know, reasons of like that, I can help. So, you know, if you have absolutely horrendous credit, I apologize, I can't help. But FHA will go down to a 500 credit score.
That's amazing.
You can get with 3.5% down, you can go 580.
Wow.
VA loan, you can go 550 with 100% financing. Just because that buyer wants to buy your home, they went to Rocket Mortgage or whatever and got denied, and they stopped.
Mm.
Don't stop.
Right.
There might be reason. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll say, why did you get, you know, my debt ratio? What's the max debt ratio you can go? Here's what I mean by debt ratio, folks. It's all the bills on your credit divided by your gross income. So any bills on your credit report, so your car, credit cards, not your cell phone, not your cable bill, anything, has to be on your credit report. That plus your proposed mortgage payment, so all those bills, divided by your monthly gross income. That is what's called a debt ratio or debt to income. What is the max debt ratio that you think a buyer?
I'm going to guess in the area of 30%.
No.
31?
Keep going.
Way off. Okay. 32.
FHA will go to 57.
Oh, come on.
However, I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm not saying that's good or bad. So don't call me up and say, Dan, these are those junk mortgages again. These aren't my rules. These are FHA. You can get I get approvals every day up to a 57 debt ratio.
That's amazing.
And again, that's the debt. So if you've been denied because they said, you know, your debt ratio is 51, most places, if it's 50.1, you're denied.
Right.
47.1, you might be denied. So those are two issues or two big concerns that people have. And a lot of times, again, they went online and they applied, got turned down. They don't know where to go. That's the whole point of this show.
Exactly.
You know, to help those as well.
Don't give up. What about people that are self-employed? And I don't know if they used to call it stated income.
Yeah. Nah, those are in Illinois. They deem those illegal.
Yeah. Good reason.
However, there's two big programs that we just kind of started doing the 1st of January of this year. Oh. There is one, it's bank statements.
Okay.
So if you're self-employed or this is huge with truck drivers. And here's why. If you're a truck driver or you're an Uber driver or you're self-employed, let's take that truck driver. He's depositing $10,000 a month. However, on his taxes, he made $200,000,
right.
But he depreciated the truck. Mm-hmm. That was $10,000 or $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has tolls. He has gas. He has this. He has insurance. He has everything. It depleted that income all the way down to $40,000.
Right.
We can use bank statements, 12-month bank statements, and take these average deposits, and that's his income.
Whoa.
That is actually what he is receiving as income.
Right.
Okay, that's one. There's an investor program that this will be new to you. I can almost promise you haven't heard of this one. You can qualify on a rental property. You have to have a primary home.
Right.
But you can have a rental property as a purchase or refinance, and you can use the lease only. So if the lease amount covers the mortgage payment, so if you have a $1,000 lease that's
yep.
legitimate,
yep.
and your mortgage is $1,000 or less on that property, you qualify.
Wow.
And there's parameters behind it. You have to have good credit.
Oh, of course.
And the loan to value, which is the loan amount divided by the value of the house, is in the range of 70-80%.
Okay.
Phenomenal program, though,
that
for investors.
Great, yeah.
So that's another program. And those are two great areas where a lot of people say, you know, I don't qualify.
Yeah, that's this whole thing about giving up and I'm going to fail. And just I can't emphasize enough how you need to just talk with us.
Yeah. And you need someone who is on your team.
And seen a lot of people.
Yeah.
And knowing when to quit. Like, okay, you're not ready. Let's rein it in for a little bit.
Got it. So, Joe, thanks again. Thank you so much for being on the show. Again, tell people how and the best way they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, so the best way, I think, is just to jump on the website at BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. It's BERKSHIRE, BrokerTeam.com. Or you can give me a call on my cell, 312-404-8850. I'm with the Berkshire office, Koenig Rubloff Home Services downtown in Chicago. But that's just it's the big headquarters, and we are all over the city, a lot of offices.
Awesome. Thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks.
I will have Joe on the 1160 website, so 1160mortgage.com. Go over to the right where Partners is, and there'll be all the information you need to get hold of Joe right there. So thank you so much for listening tonight. Please stay tuned for tomorrow's show. It'll be another exciting one. So God bless. Have a great night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.